Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to Quantum Wave episode 7. I am so excited to share what I'm going to share with you today because I know that it is a subject that interests most of us, because all of us, we are here on this planet to be able to create the life of our dreams. So today we are going to talk about fractal reflection theory, fractal dynamic system, and manifestation. I know that you love things about manifestation, so do I. I don't often talk about that. So here we're going to talk about the architecture of manifestation, because remember, this show Quantum Wave is here to teach you about the body of work that me and my High Council channel, which is here to help us understand how to embody our multidimensionality. So being a multidimensional being means that we live in a multitude of realities at once. These realities can be present in other star systems. These realities can be present on Earth. We can have all sorts of different bodies, different consciousness. So we are a very vast network indeed. And then we also want to consider the fact that as this current fractal that we are also multidimensional in this reality. And for that, I would use the word multifaceted. And it is very important for us to reclaim everything that we are as so many aspects of the expression of our divine essence. Because at times we might be introvert, at times we might be extrovert, at times we might be more in our feminine, at times we might be more in our masculine. So there are many different ways that we express who we are as a unique soul. And there are also many things that we are here to experience, to play with. And it's never too late. And everything is about movement. So with the fractal reflection system that we teach, fractal dynamic system, we learn that everything is quantum. So as we work within the quantum in this episode and all the episode of Quantum Wave, we put in parallel the things that are inside of ourselves and that are outside of ourselves. So as within, so without, as above, so below, and so on. This means being a quantum being. So it means that everything that is affecting me internally is also affecting what is outside of me. And everything that is outside of me is also affecting everything that is inside of me. And so being able to place ourselves at the center point of our fractal as the angel witnessing our human having an experience on planet Earth allow us to live with much greater level of joy and detachment, and also it is some kind of control, which is, I would say, a healthy control, because instead of going fully into an experience, identifying sometimes with the density of that experience or with the overexcitement of that experience, then it means that we can burn out, we can crash, and we have no control of the way we feel and how things are going. But with this system of fractal dynamics, we always encourage you to reside at the center point of your fractal within your heart portal and to witness everything that is unfolding in your life with as much detachment as possible. And of course, everything comes with practice. So I really want to encourage you to watch all the previous episodes, because all the previous episodes all have different subject point of focus, but everything is wrapped around the same body of work. So the more you watch the previous episode and the future episode, the easier it is for you to get a good understanding of this revolutionary system that me and my High Council are channeling, because all of this content is channeled. So what happens is that I sit in meditation with my High Council of Light, and my High Council of Light is made out of many different star races, ascended masters, dragons, of course. At the moment, the Golden Phoenix, as I have tattooed on my hub recently, the Golden Phoenix is very present. Because you might know that we have the Golden Phoenix trilogy beginning very soon at the beginning of October. Remember to book, save your spot for that. It's going to be absolutely revolutionary, deeply transformational, because we work with the energy of the Golden Phoenix combined with all the lunar eclipse season of the end of the year. So it's going to help you completely reinvent yourself. So your human is a crystalline reflection of your soul, or a higher crystalline reflection of your soul, because of course we keep on progressing. So the Golden Phoenix is there for you. There are three different levels. Level one, everybody that signs up receive level one, which includes three live 2 hours transmission with me and my High Council. So it includes content delivery, activations, and cosmic surgery following the dynamics of destruction, recalibration, and rebirth. So really removing the old to be able to really witness the self before we access a new level of our reality. And I have added so many things to these transmissions to help you really integrate the codes and the transformational experience. So you receive as well guided meditation, light language written, light code written, a high decree per cycle. So the high decree is something that is shared as the I am present, and that is there to really activate this transformation within you. So it is an extremely potent event, and I would love to see you there. So this is why I wanted to share this with you, because as we work with the Golden Phoenix, we can learn more about this quantum dynamics of manifestation, starting with the self, rippling outside through our energetic field, and therefore readjusting our external environment. So it is literally mirroring the frequency that we radiate. Everything happens at once. So there is no such thing as time and space, as time in the quantum, right? Everything happens in the now. So this is the infinity loop. You know, we can travel to the past, but we come back to the present, we travel to the future, and we come back to the present. But for today's clarity, and as we are all living on planet Earth, where time is actually a thing, we are going to use time as representing a certain variable that is important for us to understand how to master when it comes to manifestation. When we work with the Golden Phoenix trilogy, we accelerate and we amplify our ability to really once and for all remove certain patterns that have been ingrained for a very long time. And we clear that field to then be able to experience the nothingness, the zero point, which is often what triggers a lot of people. So you might relate to this. I love it when you share in the comments. It's so much better. So you might have realized that when nothing is happening in your life, it is stressful. It is unpleasant. It is not normal. Like something should be happening. So if there is drama going on, we are like, oh my God, there's so much drama. I don't really like it. But we are in that kind of movement, you know? And if things are intense, if we're experiencing blocks, if we are experiencing a lot of emotional variation, then we are into something. And if we are in the process of actually more like the upper fractal, higher frequency, like things are happening, we are very creative, we have a lot of energy, things are also happening outside of ourselves, we are manifesting. It's like, I'm doing things right because this is happening, or I'm doing things wrong because this is happening. Remember to place yourself at the center point of your fractal and observe when your human oscillates between the this is good and this is bad. As much as possible, try to observe detachment and to realize that really there is nothing good or bad. It can be unpleasant. Yes, of course, you know, many experiences are very unpleasant for our human, but these experiences come to teach us something. So they're not really bad, because we all grow stronger and more powerful for challenges in our lives. So everything comes and go. So the way we can activate new levels of manifestations in our everyday lives, meaning bring new things in our field, because I want you to realize this. You are manifesting your life every single day. So if things are the same around you, it is this continuous projection, this continuous manifestation that you are generating from your being that stays there. So if there are things that you dislike, you need to look inside of yourself to observe what are the points of attachment present within yourself that keep creating that life, that keep creating the same repetition that you might dislike. And how do we bridge that from continuously manifesting a reality that we feel is not aligned to us any longer, to actually start manifesting things that we feel are so far out of our reach that how can we even get there? Of course, we have the teachings of Abraham Hicks that I always highly recommend, that I love listening to myself. So I will be referring to that. And I would love to encourage you to listen to the podcast, to buy their books. It's absolutely amazing on this subject. So one of the laws of the universe is the principle of quantum resonance, which Abraham Hicks called the law of manifestation, you know? So the law of attraction, sorry, the law of attraction. So when we are in a quantum resonance, we are always emanating a certain frequency. And this frequency is going to enter in resonance with similar frequencies around us. So if we are emanating low vibe frequency, for example, let's say I wake up feeling grumpy and I do nothing about that, meaning that I identify with feeling grumpy, feeling unhappy, today's a bad day, and it's again, I have to do all of this. And so instead of like observing a human waking up feeling so bad and doing actually something about it, we're just going to stay stuck with that experience, and that experience is going to amplify. So we might just go out and then a bird comes and poof, it falls on ourselves. Yes, it's a sign of good luck, but it's also really annoying. There might be a problem with our car. We might face really like unpleasant people and so much and so on. So basically, our vibrational point is going to continue attracting experiences, emotions, thoughts, feelings, and manifestations that are of a similar frequency. So it is very important to realize that when you place yourself at the center point of your fractal, you don't bypass any of the emotions of the human. Okay, that's a big thing. We work a lot with embodiment and depth, you know, within this body of work. So you observe that the human wakes up grumpy, feeling like disconnected from the environment, unhappy to be on planet Earth today. Like, I don't want to be here. You know, I don't want to do all of these things. I want you to realize at that time that you have a choice. You have a choice to continue feeling that way, or you can choose to change how you feel. And yes, it requires some work, you know, welcome to Earth. You have to do the inner work continuously. So when we wake up and we feel that we are misaligned, we feel grumpy, what do? We do the inner work, and that can take any form that fits your routine, you know. So it's your spiritual practice. Maybe you do some prayers, journaling, mantras, chanting, dancing, meditating, practicing yoga, breath work. There's so many things, silent meditation, walking. There are so many things that are out there to help you reset your frequency. And that's your responsibility. Because if you are waiting for your partner or for your children or for your parents or for your friends to make you feel good, that's not going to happen. No one makes you feel good. You make yourself feel good. The other person comes as a mirror of yourself. So if you feel bad and the other person helps you feel good, it is simply because you have already opened up your heart to, I want to feel better, so I am receiving the frequency of that person. So it means that I'm already vibrating this desire of feeling good. So do what is necessary to really work on your human by saying, okay, I'm feeling grumpy. Can I stay detached from that? So the intensity does not amplify, because when you stay anchored into your heart center, simply observing the human grumpy, observing the sad human, the angry human or whatever, you are still within the one unified field. So you don't really drop your frequency as you would if you were to identify with that emotions that I'm so good. Today is not a good day. And it's like, ooh, human is kind of like actually alchemizing something most likely that we are not aware of. So what do we need? We need space, we need time, we need relaxation, we need meditation, whatever. And then we do that and we observe the shift. So this is the control that we have. This is why I love working with this body of work, because it gives us the understanding that we can control what is important to control, which is our way of feeling, the way that we can work on ourselves. And then we can surrender and let go of the way things are actually manifesting in our everyday life. Because remember, the universe is the architect. We are here as vibrational energies, asking to connect with certain level of frequencies. And because we become a magnet, we are always a magnet. Actually, we always are a magnet attracting experiences and, you know, upgrades that are in quantum resonance with what we are vibrating. It is important to work with our vibrational point and increase our vibrational point. So we can increase our vibrational point through alchemy, center point of a fractal, choosing love as a guiding force. If there is really a lot that is coming up, we might go into healing. So then we really take time. We set up a ceremony. We can work with a practitioner to work on inner child, past lives, ancestors' timeline, and anything that's necessary. We also work with the body always, you know, do your embodiment practices to stay really grounded. So we keep on perpetuating the same reality because we do not shift our vibrational point. So we want to shift our vibrational point and maintain that over a certain period of time to be able to call in a new reality, because time is needed. And here, I'm sorry, I cannot give you a time frame because it depends. It depends of you and it depends of the manifestation that you are calling in. So now if you don't really have much money and you want to become a multimillionaire, you could win the lottery and then poof, it happens like that. If you feel like it's going to come through work or maybe like inheritance or things like that, then it could take longer. For some people, it might take 1 year. For some people, it might take 10 years. For some people, it might take 50 years. But as long as you have the certainty that you can experience more of life, that it is accessible to you, and that you maintain this certainty at all costs, like this is coming to me, this is coming to me, this is coming to me, I have absolutely zero doubt that it is coming to me, and you do the energetic work, it is coming. So keep believing in yourself, keep believing in the perfect architecture of life, God, Sophia, Christ, here to support you. Because this is why we came here. We came here to reclaim our power as sovereign creators, therefore to manifest. Here my guide say, we just want to, you know, talk about the fact that it is important to know your human design, to know your gene key, to, you know, astrological charts. Because when you know your architecture, you will also understand more of the dynamics of manifestation. It is very important. So things, understanding more of my human design, you know, I'm a generator and so many things. I know really well that I have to respond. So instead of always going after what I want, I kind of lean back more. I surrender more into my feminine. I connect more to my heart center. And I really, more than ever, I'm very aware of my vibrational point. And if I feel that I am dropping my vibrational point, if I feel like literally going down, I do everything that is in my power to actually upgrade my vibrational point. And that is my priority. My priority is not to work, to earn money, to do anything else. My priority is to do what's necessary so my vibrational point is as high as possible. And when it's not, you know, I create a bit of time there to just, you know, relax, recharge my batteries. And when my batteries are recharged fully, then poof, vibrational point is there. Okay. Yes, I love that. Thank you. It's a blueprint of our lives. If you have any questions regarding this subject, remember you have access to me here during this live. So don't hesitate. You can ask your questions into the chat. Thank you. And if you are listening or on the replay or watching on the replay, please feel free to also comment behind the video. You can also send questions by email and I will reply when I can. So once you know your architecture, it is easier to understand the architecture of your own manifestation. So here we talk about the art of manifestation from fractal dynamic system. Okay. We can only bring into the field, so in terms of things literally landing, you know, in physicality, what we are ready to receive. And they say that it is a big, big thing because a lot of us humans, they say, have lost the art of receiving. We make excuses not to receive because it's polite, you know, to make these excuses. Like, for example, let's say someone really wants to spoil you out of nowhere, and they come and have all of these gifts, and they go, no, no, that's too much. You know, I can't accept. Why? Why can't you accept, you know, if someone brings you gift? If someone offers to drive you around, like I'm experiencing like so much receiveness at the moment, because, you know, like I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just left Sedona this morning, and in my travels, it's been really obvious to me that I go really into the receiver mode. When I'm at home, it is more like the giver, you know, pets, kids, you know, everyone, my whole tribe. When I travel, I am forced to receive, and I receive the help of so many new friends, and all of this comes. It's like, oh, they drive me around. I help you with accommodation. Oh, let's go for food. You know, no, it's on me and things like that. And I'm like, okay. I receive. Yes, I accept. I receive, as Kiara would say. Yes, I accept and I receive. So work on the way you can receive. Because if you always feel that you should make excuses, that it is not really appropriate for you to receive and so on, then there is a problem there. Saying that, they say sometimes it is, we need to give a sacred no, you know, like if there is like weird people that want to offer you weird things, of course there is a sacred no, but that's that's obvious. Well, thank you very much. Happy travel. So in the... in the receiver mode, it means that we really open up our field to be surprised and to be witnessing all the ways that the universe, that Sophia Christ sends to us, all the things, because abundance is everywhere. So when we want to open up our field to receive more abundance, we need to realize that the code of abundance is a primal code to start with. And so it means that we are intrinsically abundant. It is not something that we have to look outside of ourselves or activate outside of ourselves. It's already inside of ourselves. And living in alignment with the primal code of abundance comes also with practice. So you can feel that you have an abundance of joy inside of yourselves, an abundance of clouds in the sky, an abundance of bees buzzing around the flowers, you know, an abundance of awesome people in your life. You have an abundance of this, that. So every time you receive this information that there is a lot of abundance in your field, I want you to really notice that, to really bring that in your field and to feel it with each and every one of yourselves, that there is so much abundance. There's so much abundance around you, and it means there is so much abundance within you. There is so much abundance within you. It means there is so much abundance around you. Because abundance has many different sub-frequencies. So one of them is money, but also one of them is time. You know, abundance of time, abundance of friends, abundance of travels, abundance of health, and all the things. So what you notice is going to amplify. So every time you notice abundance, every time you notice something that you want to activate, for example, I am activate Divine Union template in my field, right? I really want to meet my person. And so I love looking around, you know, like meeting people, observing my friends, also observing family members that have been together for a very long time, and they're happy. And of course, you know, things are happening that it's, don't say it's not challenging, but I am observing also on social media. So many divine union couples are coming together at the moment. And I celebrate, and I celebrate, oh my God, yes, look at this awesome, cute stories of people meeting, and I love reading, you know, this is how we met, this is how we proposed, and things like that. And I'm like, oh, it's coming my way, because I am witnessing it, so much happening around me, so much for others, that it is also happening to me. It's just a matter of time. And this is where I surrender. So this is how we also work with polarities. Remember, we had a special episode on polarities in quantum waves. So if you need to listen to that one, just check the video that I already there. When we work with manifestation and with fractal system, we reset at the point of our fractal, and we can ask our heart, where do I push and where do I need to surrender? And where we want to push is to be very clear, to have the piercing divine will of having that thing, of receiving that thing, and be unapologetic about it. And here we are talking about the real magnetic heart desires. Okay, I have also talked about that in previous episodes. Once you do that, say clearly, this is what I want. You can do that several times a day. You can do that in your meditation, in your prayer, before falling, you know, asleep at night. But be very clear, I'm manifesting divine union. I'm manifesting a lot of abundance in terms of money and a lot of abundance in terms of travels and all the things. This is what I want. Please, God, bring this to me if it is in my highest alignment. And that is very important, because as an angel, we know very well that God has a plan. Sophia Christ has a plan. And that our own consciousness might be narrowing down on things that we think are going to bring us happiness, because we live in still in this certain specific state of consciousness that is still connected to low density 3D matrix system, that we are, you know, shifting into fifth dimensional consciousness. But then it brings the code of humility into saying, I think that it is, you know, what I want and what's going to be the best for me, bringing me like the most joy and juicy experiences on planet Earth. But if God has another plan, so be it. I surrender. And I surrender to this coming, you know, in any way, shape, or form. And as we do that, then we go into more of the feminine mode of receptivity. So here you see like the architecture here that we teach about transcends human design and things like that, because we talk more about the polarities, the dynamics, the movement. The movement is like the piercing will of this is what I want, the surrendering if it's God's will and in God's time. And then we keep on simply working with our frequencies day by day, and we repeat, this is what I want, this is what I really want to manifest, if it's God's will and in God's time. And then we can start witnessing reality shifting. And often what happens vibrationally is that, how can I explain this? So it's like the holographic reality around us is starting to shift. Oh, sorry, I see that there's a little bug. Yeah, there was something happening on my screen. But we can feel that everything is shifting. And so what happens is that literally the manifestation is coming closer, closer and closer and closer to our physical body until it eventually lands in physicality. So what happens is that we can become exacerbated. Our nervous system can become exacerbated, because all of a sudden, the person, you know, that you are manifesting as your future partner is like coming closer in the field. Might not be physically, but in the field, like the energies are coming. Basically, the pathways have been created for you to meet. The meeting point is coming. And it's like on a soul level, you know it. Just the human does not know it yet, but the human can perceive that. And that can come as anxiety, agitation, and also depletion of energy, because the nervous system is recalibrating to that higher reality, because here we talk about higher vibration reality. So because it is a higher vibrational reality, it means that Our system needs to adjust. We need to increase our frequency. We need to let go of the old, recalibrate to be rebirthed. Therefore, this is why I want to invite you to join the Golden Phoenix Trilogy, because we will go in depth in these dynamics. And you will receive tools that you can use all year round as often as needed. These three transmissions will become your go-to when it comes to really activating a new reality, reinventing yourself and manifesting a higher reality. Okay, so maintain your vibrational point. Feel this reality margin and work with your nervous system. Work with your nervous system so you can relax and the body doesn't go into depletion mode or over-agitation, which can lead to burnout. Also, interestingly, they say it is often when the human will want to drop the manifestation, say, oh, it's not happening anyway. I might not deserve it. It is not for me, and so on. And when we do that, we literally push it away because the universe listens. The universe is like, oh, she doesn't want it anymore. So let's remove this, and then boom, it's not coming. And then we say, oh, no, actually, I want it again. Coming again. No, yes, no, yes. The universe like, ooh, what to do? Freeze. And then we procrastinate. We don't know what it is that we want. And we keep on repeating same, because it is easier to repeat same than to activate new reality, activate new timeline. So every time you feel like dropping your intentions, dropping this divine, powerful will that you have as a powerful creator, manifestor, really remember this. Connect to your heart and say, do I really truly connect to that desire? Is my human a little bit frustrated because it's not there yet? My human may be suffering from impatience. Yes, my human is suffering from impatience. My human is thinking that there's something wrong with her because this and that are not there yet. So it must mean something about her. She's not good enough, or maybe it's a curse from her past lives, or all of these things. Like, no. No, the only thing that you are needed to do is to believe in yourself, believe in your creatrix power, but also believe in the fact that you are deserving and receiving. Believe that you can receive all the abundance, all the joy, all the health, everything that is out there, because you can, you know, completely every human has the ability to receive everything that they want. This is how we bridge, you know, we learn about this, because when we will be living in the golden age on the new earth, it will be a lot easier to play around that, because the matrix system will also be more high vibrational on a planetary level. So we will help each other, and the macrocosm will also serve us. Okay. We would love to invite you to... When you feel that you are in a place that is not high vibe, to release the need to consciously manifest. So it's kind of like, know that the universe has heard you already. The universe knows really well what you want to manifest, because you have expressed it a lot. In the past few days, you have expressed it a lot. Now you feel really disconnected. You don't know what you want, and so on. Just let it be. Don't go and stir the pot of your manifestation. Just let it be. Distract yourself. Find all the ways, do all the things to actually upgrade your energy. Once you upgrade your energy, once you find this reset point, when you feel good again, this is when you consciously reactivate manifestation. Because otherwise, you will keep pushing that out and then bringing that in and out, because you will link your manifestations to your state of beingness. But when we work with the fractal system that we teach, it goes beyond that, because we realize that when we are at the center point of our fractal, the angel behind our human, what happens is that the human is having her experience of processing, but I'm the angel witnessing that. And as an angel, I know very well that this manifestation, this juicy, delicious heart desire that is present there, is really actually what's going to happen. We are heading into that direction. I have zero doubt about this, because I am the light of God. I know I have inner knowing, clear cognizance, and I can just feel it. It is coming to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now let's deal with the human. Okay? So this is how you go around these different dynamic that we experience, and that can, you know, bring a repulsion into the field. So like we literally push away the things that were actually coming our way. Okay. We can see that more and more. And as we shift our consciousness, which happens anyway, because you know, Schumann resonance are really spiking continuously. We have all the solar flares. We have all the things happening, right? So the universe is supporting us. Our planet is supporting us. Our soul is supporting us. Many of us, we are having a lot of cosmic surgery at night, even if we are unaware of that. Our soul has asked for it. So we are upgrading as a human race in general. And some people are going to upgrade way faster than others. So some people activate the power of instant manifestation very fast. For other people, it is going to be a lot more slow. And it all depends of your architecture and also of what your soul chose to have as an experience. So they also say, because there is no such thing as time and space, everything that is going to happen to us has already happened. It has already happened. So if you believe deep in your heart, in your mind, in your body, really feel it, you know, bring that as an embodied experience of, yes, this is mine, this is happening. If you really feel it, you are just merging with the timelines that are already present. And when we realize that, there is less effort, there is less questioning, there is less impatience. This timeline is already there. So what do? I just merge with it. How do I do it? I can connect with my future self and ask my future self, how do I need to feel? So for me, I work with my future self a lot with clothes, the way I carry myself, with my body, with my hair, the way I speak, the way I think, because that is very accessible. You know, my future self also travels first class everywhere and has all of these nice houses around the planet and so on. I'm not in a position right now to activate that. So I cannot, you know, bring that into my reality yet. I am merging with that reality of, you know, traveling with my man all around and we're having so much fun, right? So what I can do now is travel. I travel, I activate that, I have a lot of fun, I meet lots of new people, I change my hair to try to, you know, replicate what I perceive into my higher self, I change my clothing, but most of all, it comes from feelings, it comes from emotion, because it is not so much thoughts that creates a reality, it is our emotions, because our emotions set our vibrational points. The vibrational point that is at the highest is when we are residing within the heart portal, which is detachment, discernment, gratitude, joy, alignment. When we are fully aligned with the self, we are fully who we are, authenticity. Authenticity is one of the highest vibrational emotions that we can feel. We are fully authentic. We are fully authentic within our own self, but we are also fully authentic with the world around us. So we align our actions to our own divinity. When we live that way, it becomes such a way of being that we can witness our reality shifting fast. I know, because it has happened to me many times, to quantum gem reality. And now it's like I feel these waves of, there's a restriction coming, which in the Golden Phoenix trilogy, we call destruction phase. It is the phase like, whoop, there is a narrowing there, purging. We can have like cold and flu symptoms. We can have a lot of emotional things happening. We can have a lot of shit happening as well out there. Restriction, the destruction. Then comes the recalibration. And after the recalibration, the funnel opens up again into the rebirth process, into the actual landing into reality of our new self. And we can feel that sometimes when we wake up in the morning or during the day, we can realize, oh my God, I feel like I'm a completely new person. I'm a completely new person, because we are merging with more ascended timelines that are already present, already existing in the quantum. We also have created an episode here before about alternate realities and parallel lives. So if you want to know more about that, just go on YouTube or also on my podcast to listen to these episodes. Okay. So to be able to activate higher levels of manifestation using the fractal dynamic system, we use detachment, presence, joy, authenticity, residing at the center point of our fractal, witnessing our human, doing the human things. We work with the polarities of very strong divine will. I feel that this is what I want. This is what I want. A strong divine will is a penetration. It penetrates the quantum. It says this is the string that exists in the quantum that we are going to pull and bring towards us. Because these potentials, they exist like in the ether, if you like. So what we do is that we literally find the one and then we bring it in and then we connect and then bam, it's there. Okay, so the divine feminine frequency that we all have access to is the intuitive guidance, is connecting to the heart, is being able to listen to our heart. So once you do that, divine feminine and divine masculine penetrating will, you know, this is what we want. The heart says so. The intuition has shown. And then after we penetrate the field, I say, this is what we want. We again, we relax in the divine feminine by saying, God will look after it. So fear God, knows the timing. All that I have to do is relax. And if I feel it takes a long time, it's because something big is coming. So let life organize itself so you can receive what you are here to receive. If you want to receive your divine union, your beloved, your new work, and so on, patience is key. Because these are big, you know, it's not like, oh, I want to manifest a flower on my path, which is also really cute manifestation. Feathers, flowers, one here, four there. You know, so after, when we surrender, when we lean back and to say, this will happen in due time, we can also use the divine will to activate what we can in this present reality so we can be a match to the future timeline that we are calling in, exactly as I have expressed. So I'm going to go out there, buy new clothes, book an appointment at the hairdresser. I go to the gym because in my future reality, I'm really toned and I've got all my muscles back, you know, as after losing there, after an injury, you know, all of these things. So it's always this balance of polarities. It is always witnessing the human from the center pole of our fractal, from being in oscillation. But once we observe the oscillation, the soul is not oscillating. The soul is staying very strong into the knowing that our highest reality is there for us because we were born for it. Like, I have absolutely zero doubt that I'm going to manifest thousands of people in front of me in person, and I will be doing transferring session, shifting the entire field of everyone, just like that, boom, like wait. I've seen it since I was a little girl, so I know this to be true. I don't know when that will happen. It started happening, you know. I haven't done it for thousands of people yet, but I have done it in Sedona during the Transcendence Retreat. I was there, and there were people outside. We were in this amazing sacred sanctuary, the Apache House of Fire. And the field was just incredible to be able to trans channel there. And people felt it so strongly as well. So my manifestation is coming in small doses. You know, I don't all of a sudden wake up, it's like, oh, you have 1,000 people waiting outside in your garden. You can just go and trans channel. No, it's like a slow coming. So we can enjoy the pleasure of that as well. There is so much, it is so poetic, life on planet Earth. You know, it's like it's coming in small doses. You can feel the manifestation. It's like, oh, it's there. I can see some sign, but it's not fully there yet. Relax, enjoy. It's like flaunting, you know. I don't know if you remember, if you have enjoyed flaunting, but I remember that, you know, that sensation. It's like, ooh, you know, like, does he like me? You know, do I really like him? And this, like, kind of like this opening up of the field. It's like, ooh, I'm curious to see what this potential could be. But we can flaunt with life like that. It's like, ooh, look at this. You know, I'm doing this now. I'm doing that now. This is how I change my appearance. This is how I change my vibrational point. It's like, ooh, I can see things shifting. So the more you reassure your rational brain that it is actually happening, the quieter it will be and the less impatient you will be. So the less you will repulse your manifestation. So every single day, check for facts that you are actually shifting into manifestation, that you are already manifesting. It's like, you know, reeling the manifestation, and you see this cord and you pull it in, you pull it in, you pull it in. And you that, yes, Pascal. Oh, I see these feathers. I see these numbers. I've heard that song. It is coming. It is so coming my way. I dreamed, you know, yeah, your dreams are a huge portal of manifestation. In your dreams, you can receive so much information about what is actually happening for you in your life, what you need to pay attention to. Sometimes it's just cosmic as dreams because we are multidimensional. So when we dream, it's simply the human body, you know, recovering, you know, regenerating to be able to have fun another day. But on a multidimensional level, we are never sleeping. You know, we are always doing something. So dream state is simply a portal into other dimensions. You can also use that if you learn lucid dreaming, which I could actually talk about in the future. When we learn more about lucid dreaming and how we actually change all our dreams in the dream state, then manifestation can land a lot faster as well. Because in your dreams, you can upgrade your identity. You can upgrade yourself. So if you can fly, you can fly higher. You can fly with more precision. If there are, you know, all of these world happening, instead of being a victim, you become the one leading others. You become the one saving other people. So there are all of these things that can also happen in terms of manifestation in dream state. They share that it is, they feel it is very complete for the session today around manifestation. We shared a lot, and we would love to encourage you to review. So this episode 7 is a sacred number. We would love to invite you to review the previous episode of Quantum Wave, because in each of these episodes, there is gold, literally gold, okay? And we will also do in the future a meditation here, an activation there, because I feel like it is needed at this stage. We did that a little bit last week, which was absolutely amazing. But we want to bring more of this energetic work as well, because we love doing that. And it is always so beautifully received. So thank you very much for joining today live, as I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. And also, thank you for joining on the replay and on my podcast. Please like, share, comment to support this show, to support me and my High Council. It means a lot. Share with your friends, you know, share on your social platforms. You can tag me at Sandrines. Also, I would love to invite you to join the Golden Phoenix Trilogy, starting at the beginning of October. I think it's the 4th or 5th. I'm confused because of the time difference with New Zealand, but it's some of these days. And again, you can sign up at level 1, level 2, or level 3. If you want a one-on-one session, I do no longer offer one-off sessions. The only way to do that one-off session is a part of a container. So if you want a one-off session, it is possible. You know, simply pick up level 3 at the Golden Phoenix and you will receive all of it plus a one-on-one session with me. Yay! Thank you very much, everyone. The next episode will be broadcasted from Mexico, Playa del Carmen. So join me in Mexico for Quantum Wave episode 8 next week at the same time. Lots of love! We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.